afternoon. You're with Planet FM and this is Musings. My name is Noel.
And I'm Mimi.
On Musings, we give you music to listen to and something to muse about. So what are we going to be musing about today?
Today's subject is about both art and life. Stay with us to find out.
Thank you. Many years ago, I came across a rather cryptic and quite short quotation, which in spite of its brevity, left a lasting impression with me. An artist is not judged by how he handles light in a painting, but by how he handles the shadows. Upon careful consideration, we find this to be a perfect metaphor for life. Everyone can handle the good times when life is easy, but life is never always plain sailing, and when the chips are down and everything seems to be going wrong, that is when our character is truly tested. How we deal with these shadow times is all about building internal resilience and directing our life more effectively, constructively, and purposefully. While no one wants to experience pain, negative experience exists for a reason which needs to be properly understood. Inherent in every negative experience is some important lesson we need to learn. We should never simply accept pain or any negative condition and do nothing about it, because there is always a way out and there is always a way forward. Secondly, if we do ignore pain, then the situation is only going to get worse. In most negative situations, the solution will almost always involve you in having to make some personal changes to your thinking and behavior. All learning involves discomfort of some kind, because adjusting to a new scenario is never easy. We tend to think at times that others can hurt us, but in truth, no one can hurt us unless we allow it. The important thing to remember is, it is not actually what others do that causes us pain, but how we decide to react to what they are doing. Words that are meant to hurt constitute nothing more than energy. As energy, the effect they carry can be transformed if we can get over the temptation to want to retaliate. In fact, the only choice we have is around our reaction. But we must make the choice to do so if we are going to develop the skill to transform a negative into a positive. One thing we should not do, however, is attempt to bring direct change into the life of another, or to seek to cause that person to change. What we should be doing is setting about changing our own behavior towards them. We can neutralize any possible harmful impact of negative comments directed at us and prevent an escalation into something worse by simply seeking understanding. What is driving this reaction towards you? What is going on in this person that would make them want to treat you badly? We transform a painful experience into a learning experience if we decide to use the situation to better understand the other person causing the problem. What we can and should do then is control the situation rather than letting the situation control us. In short, we can use the negative energy present in the situation to create a positive and desirable outcome. All you have to do is to decide to make it so. One of the great negatives constantly being talked about these days is stress. Contrary to popular myth, however, we actually need stress in our lives, but we should never allow it to escalate to where it becomes damaging. The strings of a violin are under constant tension, too much and they break, but just the right amount allows them to produce beautiful music. We need tension. We need difficulty
because without it, life would be a flat, featureless landscape. Just as the juxtaposition of light and shadow within a painting makes for a dynamic viewing experience, so too this same juxtaposition of influences makes for a dynamic, satisfying and exciting life. Here is another thing about mastering the shadow times. Learning can be acquired through books, but only wisdom comes through experience. Wisdom is the reward available to those prepared to face their internal shadows, like ignorance, self-doubt, and fear of the unknown, and then make the necessary changes to their thinking to make for a happier, more successful existence. We do not have to make huge strides in this regard, when a small step forward may be all that is needed. Slow and steady always wins in the end. Learn to value the negatives as much as you value the positives in life. Each experience is different, like summer and winter, so don't make the mistake of evaluating one based on the experience of the other. Simply understand and accept them both for what they are, different but equally valuable.
We hope that you enjoyed our classical selection today, and we invite you to join us again next Wednesday for more musings.